Speaking at a U.S. think tank, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said China, as the second largest economy in the world, was pushing forward structural reforms. He said China was on the road to sustainable development.
A hard landing for China's economy will not happen, and China's reform and opening up policy will not end.
Wang said the mission of China's foreign policy was to provide a stable and friendly external environment to realize the renaissance of the Chinese nation, and China would not force other countries to accept its social system and development philosophy.
Now the world is not so peaceful, and one of the most important reasons is that the mission of the United Nations Charter has not been well implemented. The principles such as non-intervention of internal affairs and peaceful settlement of disputes have been abandoned.
Wang said one of the priorities for China's foreign policy was to firmly maintain the international order and system established after the Second World War. He added that China-proposed Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank was aimed at perfecting the current international financial system, while the Silk Road Initiative at promoting common development with other countries. The minister noted Chinese foreign policy needed to further protect China's expanding overseas interests, and the Chinese government will take more measures to effectively safeguard lawful rights and interests of overseas Chinese citizens and enterprises. On the China-U.S. relations, Wang said China and the U.S. have far more common interests than differences.
Will China become leading rival of U.S. in the future and even replace U.S.? I don't think so. Although China has been the second largest economy, it is still a developing country. China needs to focus on its development in the long term. China will not compete with others, let alone replace others.
Furthermore, he said Chinese foreign policy should actively engage in international and regional hotspot issues. China has already been involved in solving issues such as Iran, Syria, South Sudan, and Afghanistan. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.